我说他喜欢唱那个英文的原文，因为唱那个英文就 more original。I like to sing the original, because a lot of the songs that we sing in Chinese have been translated from the English. But I would prefer to sing English whenever possible, because that's original. We want original, the real thing, like they say. Hallelujah. Oh, 感谢主，赞美主。我有一两个报告哈，不过还没有最后确定。那就是这个星期天我们正在跟那个达拉斯的一个黑人的教会，也是达拉斯最大的教会，是一个圣灵充满的教会，他们叫陶人之家 The Potter's House。 陶人之家是他们大概有两三万人哈，那么这一个他的教会的牧师哈，在美国很有名的叫 T.D. Jakes J.A.K. T.D. Jakes、yeah.我差不多每一个星期天的晚上五点半到六点钟，那是我看新闻的时间，六点钟呢就是他讲道的时间，所以常常我看完了新闻呢，我就接着就听他讲道。他实在是一个神所高抹的一个仆人，真的有神的恩膏。好，谢谢。这个麦确实好一点哈，感谢主。真的，你实在是感觉到他是一个神所高抹的人。不过，Sister Martha 现在跟他联络，已经打了电话，还没有回话。上一次联络呢，就是说，我们可以去，他欢迎我们去。不过呢，就是他的牧师就是 T.D. Jakes。大概这两天是在澳洲，那么会在也许明天会回来，可是他们不敢说他明天从澳洲回来以后会不会星期天呢就在教会讲道。那个原来我是想哈，带弟兄姊妹去呢，这是一个很好的经验呢，最重要的就是能够听他分享神的话，同时也感受一点呢，他的恩膏，在那个聚会里面的恩膏。当然另外一个就是，看看这么多人的聚会，这么大的教会是怎么样。不过，他们说他们不敢保证说这个星期天他一定会在教会讲道。那么我觉得我们觉得还是要去。假如主要你们听他的话，他一定会讲到。我们要有这个信心，赞美主。So this is one announcement, and as I just mentioned, that Sister Martha has been in touch with the Potter's House, and she's waiting to hear from them whether we can take our group.There for the Sunday morning service, so that we will make the not announcement, the official announcement, hopefully tomorrow morning. 希望明天上午我们就能够知道这个消息。那另外一件事就是，我一直有感动要为弟兄们洗脚，为弟兄姐妹要洗脚。好像有一天早上很奇妙，我在洗澡的时候很清楚的说，你要给弟兄洗脚，他是说要给圣徒洗脚。那我就想，那 Martha 姐妹在这里还有周师母他们可以帮助我 可以 洗姐妹的脚，那我就可以洗弟兄的脚。不管是姐妹的是弟兄的，都是洗圣徒的脚。你要知道这个是 不是普通的洗脚，就是圣徒的脚。那明天我们希望明天聚会也许早一点结束，或者12点以前结束，然后我们就用饭啊，用饭完了以后呢，大家再安静一下，然后我们再洗脚。在洗脚之前呢，有一段时间稍微安静，或者你在自己的房间里面也好，或者在这里也好。明天中午呢，我们吃完饭以后呢，那个座位啊就不要移动了，还是照这样排着这样。我们为这件事情祷告。有时候我们不一定完全明白哈，神感动我们要做的事。那我们顺服的时候，我相信神就会祝福。同时这个洗圣徒的脚呢，在圣经上真的有很清楚的教导，就是在约翰福音第13章啊，你们如果明天能够先看一看的话呢，啊，也许会更清楚一点啊。主耶稣当时给他们洗脚的时候，他们也不明白什么意思，但是主跟他们说哈，我现在所做的哈，你们不明白，你们以后就会明白。赞美主，我先这样做这两个报告啊。明天晚上，这几个晚上过去，这几个晚上，扎养伦牧师夫妇他们都在我们当中有服侍。那张师母就一直带我们的敬拜。明天晚上，因为他们的飞机要赶飞机，但是明天晚上他们就不能参加我们的聚会了。那我就想，今天在我们没有讲到之前，给他们有一个机会，说一说他们这几天在这里的心得，好不好？感谢主。我要声明一下，我没有事先告诉他们哈，我常常都是临时通知的。我们团体的同工们都知道，可是不过我尽可能的会早一点告诉。张牧师，你先给我们。
周牧师提到说他没有事先跟我讲哈，但是我刚才坐在这里的时候我已经有预感
了。Even though Pastor Chow did not tell me that beforehand that I'm going to share, but then when I was sitting there I sensed something is going on.
我就想到说今天晚上可能要分享呀。Yeah.所以我觉得已经也有话在我的里面哈。
And I sense that I'm going to share tonight, and there are words coming from the Lord as well.
那过去几个礼拜我在教会里面跟大家分享的事情是内住的基督。
And the past few weeks, the message that I share in the church is indwelling Christ. Christ.
我很诚实的告诉他们说，我不知道我在说什么。
And I honest told my congregation I don't know what I'm talking about.
因为我跟他们沟通的不是知识而已，因为我希望能够有一些东西让他们能够带回去，那个东西宝贝到一个地步，他们就是能够照着去做，会有结果的。
And I know it's just not a passing a knowledge to them, but rather it's an experience, and I really want them to bring this home.
那我这次在这个地方呢，我里面有一个很深的感受。
And while here, I have this deep feeling in my heart.
我跟一群非常注意内在基督的人在一起。
And I'm actually together with those who are really concerned about the abiding in Christ people.
事实上，这是一条最了不起的路。
And this is the most wonderful road.
在世界上所有的信仰里头，只有我们的信仰，神住在我们的里面。
And there's no other religion in the world other than Christian religion that Christ lives in us.
甚至在旧约的时代，他们都不太敢到圣殿去。
Even Old Testament people were afraid to go to the temple.
他们要去圣殿之前需要预备祭牲。
they need to prepare themselves like sacrifices.
我想你可能记得以利沙的故事。
You probably remember the story Elijah.
以利沙他住在书念的妇人那里，后来那个妇人生了一个孩子，孩子死了。
I don't remember the woman's
okay.
name.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Elijah was with that widow. Oh, no, yeah, the woman and his son actually died.
那个妇人怎么对以利沙说的呢？因为以利沙是神人。
And what did that woman say to the to Elijah?
Elijah is a godly man. 那个妇人觉得说，因为这个神人跟我住在一起，所以神想起我的罪过，所以就让我的儿子死了。
And she thought that this is a godly man, therefore God remembers my sin, and that's why my son died.
那旧约的时代，他们对神有一种恐惧。
And that's why the people in Old Testament had this fear of God.
所以他们需要借着献祭的制度才能够来到神的面前。
And the only way they can go to God is by sacrifices.
但是在新约里面完全不是这么回事。
But in New Testament, this is not the story at all.
神要住在我们的里面。
God is going to live in us.
神他预备好了一切的事情，我们不需要杀牛宰羊。
God has prepared everything, and all we need to do is
我们只要说主，求你住在我的里头。
Yeah, all we need to do is ask Him to come.
神就住在我们的里面。
And He will come and live in us.
He's not going to leave you.
他不会离开你的。
He will never forsake you.
他不会离开你的。
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
赞美主。
Amen.
Praise you.
那我当但是道理我可以知道。
I know the theory.
我也可以讲到讲了好几堂，然后他们都一直在点头。
I can talk for many sermons. They seem to nod.
但是我最后告诉他们说，我必须要承认，我不知道我在说什么。
But at the end, I have to confess that I don't know what I'm talking about.
因为这个不是道理的问题，这个是实行的问题。
This is not a theory, but this is a real life thing.
我们的神住在我们的里面，成为我们的力量跟帮助。
Our God living in us, being our strength in our strength.
别人会在你身上看见这位神的。
And people will see that.
我前两天还在跟我的姐妹在那里分享说，最近周牧师这几天的信息，哎，我这过去这几个月一直在那里，好像就在那里，在那里传讲。
And the message from Pastor Chow, and the message that I was sharing, they seem to be repeating itself.
但是会讲是一回事，活得出来是另外一回事。
To say it is one thing, but to live is another story.
我这次来这里，我真的觉得时间太短。If only I can stay here another week.
I really felt that this time is so short. 我真的想再待多待一个礼拜。
Yes. Yeah. That's a home run. 感谢主。那我来到这个地方的时候，我真的心里头就觉得有那种踏实的感觉。内住的基督真的成为我们的力量，他把他的喜乐，他把他的荣耀，让我们能够来跟他分享。
I really felt there is really something.Solid and Christ living in our heart.
Yeah, 我相信我来之前跟回去之后不一样。
I really feel that before I came, yeah. after I'm going back, it's going to be not the same.
我相信我早上照镜子的时候，我会说你比昨天更像基督了。
I'm sure when I look at myself in the mirror, I say, "Whoa, this guy really looks like more Jesus."
Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord.
希望能够再多待一个礼拜。
I feel the same. I really look forward. I hope that I can really stay another week.
但是这几天的特会。
But these few days.
我发现神给我一个非常非常棒的生日礼物。
And I experienced God given me a beautiful birthday gift. Okay, your birthday.
就是他自己。
And it is He Himself.
借着就是我生日那天，神很清楚的在聚会的当中，神向我说：“你要什么礼物？我给你我自己。”
On the day of my birthday, it was so clear that God asked me, "What do you want for your birthday gift?"
这个道理呢，我从小就听过了。
This message I heard from the beginning of my childhood.
耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上。
He was crucified for us.
他的宝血洗净我一切的罪。
And His blood cleansed us from all sins.
我可以成为一个干干净净，在他的面前成为一个义人。
And I can become a clean, righteous person before Him.
但是这个古老的道理。
But this old story.
又再一次的活现在我的面前。
Again became alive before my eyes.
就在我生日的那一天。
On that day, on my birthday.
我真的是感谢神。
I really thank God.
这次的特会，我想我另外一个体会就是神对我的耐心。
And another thing that I experienced is patience for me.
我从小是在一个锡安堂的教会长大的。
And I was raised in a church in Zion.
很多人很羡慕我哦。
Many people really羡慕 appreciate or no.
因为特别是
admire yes.
特别是很多就是认识主多年以后才认识到这个内在生活的基督徒，他们都哇，都觉得说我们真是有福，可以从小就在这样的教会长大。
Especially those who came to know about the teaching of inner life and when they are old, and they see that I'm actually raised in that kind of church.
但是就像刚刚亚伦说的，有的时候道理知识你都知道。
But just like my husband said that you know even though you know the theory.
但是神在等我们的自由意志做一个决定。
But God is waiting for free will to make a choice.
我突然发现神等了我好多好多年。
And I realize Christ, God has been waiting for me for such a long time.
我每次都会说主啊，我下次我一定会更好一点，我一定会更多的来亲近你。
And I always say to him, wait a minute, I will be better next time.
特别是。做一个有五个孩子的妈妈，我是非常忙碌的在家里。
有五的。哦，哇 ！Especially when I have five children, I'll give all my time.
但是这一次呢，主借着特会呢，也借着姐妹今天早上一个可爱的香珍姐妹的见证，再一次的提醒我。
So through this retreat and through the sharing from a sister this morning.
我们可以手忙心不忙，当我们进入这样一个内在追求的生活里面，与耶稣是如生活里面依然有平静安稳的心。
And again reminded me that we can be busy outwardly, but we can really be peaceful inside.
我并不是从来没有体会过这个过内在生活的宝贵。
It's not that I never experienced the wonderful experience of inner life living.
因为这个根基在我小的时候，我相信神就已经坐在我的里面。
I'm pretty sure God already have worked this into my life when I was young.
因为借着许多属灵的前辈给我的影响。
Because of many spiritual example before me.
但是这次的特会。
But in this retreat.
神好像特别的亲自的再一次来提醒我。
And God seemed to specially again allow me to understand and know this again.
更多的来亲近他。
To really draw near to Him even more.
因为我决定用我的自由意志选择。
And I use my free will to choose.
我不要再让神等我。
I don't want Him to wait for me any longer.
我就发现。
And I realized.
里面有一股力量。
And I realize there is a strength coming from within me.
那个力量不会让我后悔。
Power will not allow me to won't let me to be put to shame.
那样的力量是神自己放在我里面的。
And that power is God who put it there.
我发现亲近主，我不需要挣扎。
To draw near to God, I don't need to strive.
而且我会非常非常的急迫的。常常的要跟耶稣说话。
And I will be earnestly, eagerly want to talk to the Lord.
这是我这次特会最大最大的得着，谢谢弟兄姐妹。
And this is the most important thing that I really receive in this conference.
我们要为他们祷告。特别为那个张师母的生日祷告，我们不晓得他的生日在这里。赞美主。Hallelujah.今天还有一个人过生日，你们都知道哈，那个玉基弟兄，请你到前面来，我们要为你特别祷告。
There's another brother who is having his birthday today.
他是
易静，你是？
玉基，他是我们的Chief Usher， 是我们的招待。我为什么要叫他到前面来呢？因为两个月以前呐。 他在家里不能动，也不能说话。
The reason I want him to come forward because just two months ago he could not even move.
因为他有过一次中风。
Because he had a stroke.
轻微的中风。
Even though a light stroke.
医治有望，所以是轻微的中风。
感谢主，你看，他真的一个多月以前或者两个月以前，他说话都不清楚。
He couldn't even talk a month ago。
现在他说得很清楚哈。
现在说得很清楚是。
感谢主。
Now he can talk clearly。
我请他到前面来，不仅是为他祷告哈，也是我们要把荣耀归给神。好多弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
We're not going to pray for him, but we want to give glory to God.
我们没有想到在这次特会里他能够来服侍。
We didn't even expect that he could actually.
荣耀归给主。Hallelujah, 赞美主。我们，你在这里，我们这两个寿星，赞美主，我们一起站起来好不好？
That's all right.
为张牧师、张师母祷告，因为。他们在纽约的服事哈，目前是一个在家里面的一个教会，家教会。而且最近神在他们身上确实有一些新的工作、新的启示。所以当我们知道我们所说的和我们所活出来的是有差距的时候，这就是我们呢开始进入实际的时候，所以我们要特别的欢喜。当他说他不知道说什么的时候呢，他就是开始要说他所知道的时候。哈利路亚，一起好好为他，你有没有翻译？
太投入了。
Okay.
And he said that he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's the time when he start to talk what he really knows.
First, 希伯来书一直告诉我们，这个救恩是全备的，是这么大的救恩。
Salvation, redemption is perfect.
希伯来书一直告诉我们，这么大的救恩 ，such great salvation， 我不能够忽略的，因为在这个救恩里面有医治的能力。
In this redemption, there is healing power.
要记住。诗篇103篇那里说，神说，我赦免你们一切的罪孽，要医治你们一切的疾病。
Remember in Psalm 103 says that I forgive all your sins and heal all your diseases.
可是前一半我们比较容易相信，后一半呢，好像很少人能够相信。
We seem to be able to believe in the first part, but not the second part.
头半节是说我要赦免你们一切的罪孽，这个我们都可以相信。
The first part says that he will forgive all our sins.
可是那个下半节是说我要医治你们一切的疾病。
But the second part also said I will heal all your sicknesses.
我们在第二段呢，我们信的不够。
We don't believe in the second part enough.
我们生病的时候，你要记得啊，我们的主耶稣他是医治我们一切疾病的主。
When you are sick, you must believe that our Lord is a healer.
而且以赛亚后来彼得也同时有引用他的话说，因为他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
And both Isaiah and Peter actually quoted Jesus that by his stripes we are healed.
我们要记得，我们要告诉我们的弟兄姐妹。
We must remember, we must tell others as well.
不要生了病啊，只找地上的医生，而没有找天上的医生。
Don't just look for a doctor on the earth, but rather the doctor in heaven.
我们的主耶稣昨日今日一直到永远都没有改变过。
Our Lord never changes.
如果我们能够相信的话，他会给我们有那个神圣的健康。
If we can believe him, he will give us divine health.
这个 divine health 比 divine healing 更好。
神圣的
健康
is better than divine healing.
比神的医治还要好。 哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
这就是我一直相信的神圣的健康。
This is what I believe. I believe in divine healing, divine health.
因为我深深的相信，如果我们的生活起居是正常的
，I really believe that if our the way we live is good.
注意我们的饮食
，We pay attention to what we eat.
睡眠
，How we sleep.
也需要有运动
，We need to have exercise. Well.
我相信啊，我们就可以享受神那个所赐给我们的健康。
I truly believe then we can really experience that divine health that God has given us.
因为这些年来神就是这样恩待我。
And this is how actually God has provided for me.
我在美国真的快40年了。
I've been here in U.S. over 40 years.
他一直赐给我这个神圣的健康。
He always give me divine health.
我最多有时候伤风感冒。
All I get is some kind of a flu.
所以呢，我现在哈，因为年纪大了呢，我才加入啊美国政府的这个健康保险 Medicare.
Because I'm growing old and now that I actually joined this Medicare.
可是有时候我觉得哈，我付这个保险费有点划不来。
But sometimes I really feel that I'm not getting the, you know, what's worth.
因为我很少吃药，
because I hardly,
白白的付这个保险费。
I never get anything, any medicine at all, so I'm just paying for nothing.
不过我可以，唯一能够享受的就是每年呢，去可以体格检查一次是免费的。
However, I do enjoy that I can go and have some physical examination every year.
所以我已经几十年没有体格检查了。
Over 10 years, I never had a medical exam.
去年年底前年我都去接受体格检查。
But last year and this year?
前年我是第一次体格检查。
Oh, last year was the first time I ever had this physical examination.
检查完了以后呢，医生跟我说。
And the doctor told me.
一切都很好。
Everything is perfect.
你的血液是二十岁人的血液。
Your blood is really a 20-year-old type.
You have the blood of a 20-year-old.
Yes. Better than me. Hallelujah.
我这样说就是要把荣耀归给神。
Amen.
就是我们要相信。
We must believe.
圣经的话，神的话，句句都是实在的，是永远安定在天的。
Every word in the Bible is true and is actually established in heaven.
还有要常常喜乐。
And we must be rejoice always.
因为圣经说那个喜乐的心就是良药。
Because the Bible says that a joyful heart is the good medicine.
喜乐的心啊，就是最好的药。
Is the best medicine.
有一个翻译啊说啊 ，It's better than medicine.
另外一个翻译就是the other version says is 比那个药更好。
所以神喜欢我们常常喜乐。
That's why God wants to rejoice always.
但是神也提醒我们说那个忧伤的灵。
But also, on the other hand, the Bible says that a contrived heart actually causes bone to dry.
他就意思就告诉我们说我们那个忧伤、难过、生气、不高兴那都是对我们的身体健康是有伤害的。
In other words, it tells us that the sorrowful heart, sadness, all sorts of negative feelings actually is not good for our health.
所以神命令我们呢，要我们喜乐，要常常喜乐。
That's why God commanded us to rejoice always.
要常常来到神面前，要喜乐，要欢呼，要跳跃。
Therefore, we come to the Lord always happy.
不要怕人家说你。
Don't let other people talk about you.
Hallelujah. 赞美主，我们来第三节来唱。
Stanza 3 again.
希伯来书第二章
Chapter 2，
第一章我们已经说过了，就是告诉我们主耶稣他已经完成了这个救赎人类的工作，而如今呢，他是坐在父神的右边，就是他安息了。
In chapter 1 we already said that he talked about Jesus already finished our redemption and now he is sitting at the right hand of the Father。
而且这一位啊，完成这个救赎的耶稣，他就是神的儿子。
The one who has accomplished the redemption is the Son of God。
他就是神本体的真相。
He is the exact representation of God。
他也是创造诸世界的那一位。
He is the Creator himself。
而且他也是托住万有的那一位。
He is the one who upholds all things。
那将来呢，他也要承受万有。
And in the future, he will inherit all things.
这是希伯来书啊，前面三节啊所包含的那么丰富的意义。
And this is what the first three stanzas actually contain.
那我们今天晚上要看呢，耶稣他怎么样做我们的大祭司。
Tonight we want to talk about how Jesus is our great high priest.
我们需要认识耶稣他那个祭司的职分。
We need to understand and that about Jesus' high priesthood.
希伯来书告诉我们
，In Hebrew,
耶稣这个祭司的职分乃是更美的。
It says that the Jesus' priesthood is even better.
而且是神所启示的，跟他说他是永远按照麦基洗德的等次为祭司的。
It is revealed by God that he will be the priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament,
所有的祭司啊，因为有死隔绝呢，他们必须要就说不能够持久的。
In the Old Testament, because of death, no priest can serve forever.
那耶稣做我们的祭司
，But Jesus becoming our priest,
因为他是神
，because he is God.
第八节啊，说到论到子的时候呢，他说：“神呐、啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。”
第八节。
第一章第八节
Chapter 1 verse 8 says that But of the Son he says Your throne, O God, is forever and ever And the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom
他的宝座是永永远远的
His kingdom is forever
他来做祭司要知道不是为他自己但是为我们
Becoming a priest is not for himself but for us
下面说到他是永远不改变的那一位。
And foreign, he says that he is the unchanging one.
第二节就跟我们说哈，主耶稣他所成就的这个救恩呢，乃是一个全备的，是一个完备无缺的，而且是永远的救恩。
And the next verse says that the redemption he has accomplished for us is complete and is forever.
所以在第二章第三节里呢，他就警告我们说不要忽略这么大的救恩。
Therefore in chapter 2 verse 3 it says that we should not ignore such a great salvation.
如果我们忽略这么大救恩的话呢这里说怎么能够逃罪呢
And if we ignore it, how can we escape?
意思就是说我们怎样能够逃避我们要负的那个后果的责任。
That means how can we escape such a, when we ignore such a great salvation?
如果我们要是认识这个救恩
If we know about this salvation,
而且在圣经中不断地来取用来享受这个救恩
If you, and continue to enjoy about this salvation,
我们一定是会越来越好
Then we will become better and better
越来越快乐
Happier and happier
越来越像耶稣
More like Jesus
越来越能够过一个得胜的生活圣洁的生活
More we can become, have a victorious life
因为主耶稣他所为我们完成的这个救恩
Because of Jesus' redemption for us
实在是完全无缺的
This redemption is complete, nothing lacking
我们所需要的一切
Everything that we need
都在主耶稣的里面我们可以享受
It's all in Jesus that we can really receive it
使徒保罗在哥罗西书第二章第九节那里说
Paul said in Colossians chapter
2 verse 9
says
他说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里面居住
Christ's fullness is
the fullness of God dwells bodily in Jesus Christ. 那么我们在他的里面呢，也得了丰盛。
And in Him we actually receive fullness as well.
我们可以得着在他里面的那个神的那个一切的丰盛。
We can receive the fullness that is in Him, the fullness of God.
但是有一个条件，就是我们要在他里面。
But there's a requirement, we must abide in Him.
所以那个住在主里面呢，这是非常重要的一件事。
So to abide in Him is the most important thing.
我们也住在主里面，我们就能够享受主所为我们成就的这个救恩。
If we abide in Him, we will enjoy the salvation that He has given us.
第二章他就讲到说，他要率领许多的儿子要进到荣耀里去。
In chapter 2 says that He will bring many sons into the glory.
我已经说过，那个荣耀乃是神他自己的。那个可以说绝对完全的至高的那种美德。
And I already said, mentioned that the glory means that that refers to God's perfect full beauty.
简单说来就是要改变我们那个像他。
Simply said that He's going to change us to become like Him.
那么另外一个意思，荣耀的意思就是进到他的同在里。
Another meaning of glory is to enter in His presence.
当我们一进到神的同在里的时候，我们就能够感受啊，那个荣耀到底是怎么样一个荣耀。
When we enter His presence, then we understand what glory is all about.
这里告诉我们说要带领我们进入荣耀。
And He says that He's going to bring us into His glory.
这一位呢，他是啊，为万物所属、为万物所本的那一位。
你是在哪里？
这是第十节。
In verse 10 says that for it was fitting that for whom and by whom all things exist in bringing many sons to glory.
换句话说，这一位创造万有的神，也是要承受万有的主，他要领我们进到荣耀里去。
In other words, this God who is going to inherit all things will bring us into glory.
那就没有一个力量啊能够拦阻他的。
And there is no power that can prevent Him from doing this.
为什么他能够带我们进入呢？
Because how does He do that?
是因为他在苦难中已经得以完全了。
Because He was perfected in suffering.
他是我们救恩的元帅。
He is the Lord of our salvation.
他要来救我们。
He is going to save us.
就没有失败的。
It will not never fail.
他一定能够救我们。
He will be able to do it.
正如啊，这个第二章最后那里所说的。
In the latter part of the chapter 2.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能够搭救被试探的人。
For because he himself has suffered when tempted.He is able to help those who are being tempted.
他所以能够救我们这些受试探的人。
The reason he can help those who are tempted.
是因为他自己受过试探。
Because he himself was tempted.
而且他得胜了。
But he was victorious.
所以他才能够率领我们得胜。
That's why he can lead us into victory.
那这是啊，进到荣耀里面的另外一个意思。
And this is another meaning of glory.
第二章最后讲到，讲到说。16节、17节
In verse 16 and 17 says,
他并不救拔天使啊，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
For sure it is not angel that he helped, but he helps the offspring of the Abraham.
你想想看哈，天使堕落了，他没有来救他。
You can imagine that God never saved fallen angels.
这些堕落的天使啊，在撒旦的这个好像这个领导之下，完全背叛神。
This angel led by Satan actually revolt against God.
他们就是等候神呢、啊、那个永久的那个永远的审判。
The only thing they are waiting for is the judgment, final judgment from God.
但耶稣来是为了救我们。
But Christ came to save us.
他是救亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He came to save the offspring of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔的意思就是、啊、以信为本的人。
The meaning of offspring of Abraham is those who believe by faith.
在加拉太书第三章那里说，凡是以信为本的，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
In Galatians it says that those who 以信为本是believe,
those who have faith,
those who have faith are the Abraham's offspring.
对， 他就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。那耶稣来就是救我们这些以信为本的人。
And Jesus came to save us, those who actually believe him.
可是他要救我们，他必须要成为我们人的样子。
But to save us, he has to become just like us.
要经历我们人所经历的。
To experience what we experienced.
这样他最了解我们。
Then he can understand us.
好像有时候我说到一个比喻啊，如果我们要了解这个蚂蚁，地上爬的蚂蚁。
Just for illustration, if we want to understand about ants,
我们必须要变成蚂蚁，进到它们中间，我们才能够了解它们。
We must become like ants and go into them to understand them.
但是耶稣他为了了解我们，他也成了血肉之体啊，来到我们当中。
So Christ, in order to understand us, he himself became flesh.
你要知道，他借着死败坏了那个掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
By death, he destroyed.The Satan, the, yeah.
你要知道耶稣打败魔鬼。
You know, Jesus destroyed Satan.
他不是在他神的地位上打败，他是在人的地位上打败他的。
Jesus did not defeat Satan because he is God, but rather he destroyed him, Satan, as a man.
第二章哈，特别提到这第十四节说，他是。他是儿子，神的儿子，我们也是神的儿子，所以我们都是儿女，都是神的儿女。
Therefore, in chapter 2, verse 14 says, Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook the same thing.
十一节那里说
And in verse 11 says,
那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
For he who is sanctified and those who are sanctified have one origin.
使我们成圣的是耶稣。
The person who is sanctified is Jesus.
得以成圣的就是我们这些蒙恩的人。
Those who are being sanctified are
we. 我们都是出于一位的父神。
We come from the same Father.
而且下面就告诉我们耶稣啊，他是成为血肉之体。
And later he says that Jesus became like us.
十四章啊，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
Verse 14 says, "The children share in flesh and blood; he himself likewise partook of the same things."
特别你要注意哈，特要借着死，就是血肉之体在人里面的那个死，败坏那个掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Especially, he says here, through death, that he might destroy the one who has the power of death.
所以他是在人的血肉肢体里面在这个血肉肢体的里面呢，他败坏了那个魔鬼。
Therefore, he destroyed the work of Satan as a man.
换句话说，魔鬼已经啊被耶稣在肉身里面打败了。
Therefore, Satan was destroyed when Jesus became man.
那他如果在我们的里面，我们可以在肉身里面可以打败魔鬼的。
Therefore, as man, we as human, they can also defeat Satan.
魔鬼已经被打败了。
Satan is defeated.
被谁打败了呢？
By whom he was defeated?
被在我们里面的耶稣打败了。
He was defeated by Jesus inside us.
因为耶稣在我们的里面。
Because Jesus is inside us.
我们也能够靠着耶稣，也能够打败魔鬼。
Therefore, by his strength, we can also defeat Satan.
有的基督徒啊，一提到魔鬼的时候，就有点怕。
Some Christian.Talk about Satan, they are a little bit afraid of him.
你要想到啊，神的话告诉我们说，耶稣已经败坏了魔鬼。
But you have to remember, Jesus already defeated Satan.
那个掌死权的，现在那个掌死权的不是魔鬼，那是我们的主耶稣基督。
The person who is holding the power of death is not Satan anymore, it's
Jesus
himself.
因为启示录第一章那里告诉我们
But in Revelation,
主耶稣是拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Jesus holds the key of Hades and death.
等等，我们这些有信心的人，
those who have faith in him,
就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
The offspring of
Abraham, 当我们离开世界的时候，
when we leave this world,
要知道是天使来接我们到天上去。
We know there will be angels who will be taking us to God.
我们不是像那些没有指望的人呐。
We are not like those who are without hope.
好像进到那个魔鬼，就是掌死权魔鬼的那个地方。
Like those who enter into the power of dominion of Satan.
哦，你读到这里的时候，你第一个感受就是说，你不要怕死。 死了。
When you read these things, the first thing come to your mind is that you don't have to be afraid of death.
第二个感觉呢，就是耶稣已经被这个魔鬼已经被耶稣打败了。
The second thing we should realize is that Satan is defeated, guy.
而且耶稣在我们的里面。
Jesus is inside us.
约翰呢跟我们说哈，他说那在你们里面的比这世界的更大。
Apostle John tells us that he who is within you is bigger than that is outside us.
他说我们胜过世界的是谁呢？
Then he says, who is the one who overcomes the world?
就是我们这些相信耶稣是神的儿子的人。
Those who actually believe Jesus is the Son of God.
那么因为他打败了魔鬼。
Because he defeated Satan.
所以在第十七节那里，第二章十七节那里。
That's why in verse 17 of chapter 2 says,
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Therefore, he had to be made like his brother in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God.
特别注意慈悲忠信的大祭司。
Pay special attention to the word merciful and faithful high priest.
因为他曾经做过人，所以他对我们有一个慈悲怜悯的心。
Because he became human, therefore he can be merciful to us.
第三章呢，就告诉我们，要我们常常思想这位耶稣。
In chapter 3, it says we must always think about this Jesus.
他就是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
第三章一开始呢，就说到他是使徒，也是大祭司。
Right at the beginning, he says that Jesus is the apostle and high priest.
那第四章呢，就告诉我们这一位大祭司呢，第十四节说他已经啊深入高天尊荣的这样一位的大祭司。
And again, chapter 4, verse 14 says, since then we have a high priest who have passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God.
这个意思就是说他得胜了。
It means that he is victorious.
他败坏了那个掌死权的魔鬼。
He has defeated Satan.
他在肉身里面。
He has in the flesh
胜过了罪恶
has overcome sin,
胜过了这个世界
overcome world
也胜过了肉体
overcome the flesh
也胜过了死亡
overcome death
从死里复活了
and he was raised from the dead
所以他才升入高天得着尊贵和荣耀
That's why he was raised and he was taken to heaven, high heaven.
我们所有的大祭司就这样一位的大祭司
Our high priest is such a great high priest.
我们也许东方人哈对这个祭司这个观念呢不是很清楚。
We Chinese have a very nebulous idea about high priest.
我们一般人呢，对于什么和尚啊、道士啊，我们比较清楚。
We probably understand more about monks and the 道士 more clearly than
Taoist priests.
Okay.
这是中国的一些传统的哈一些的迷信里面，我们比较了解。
Yeah, we understand all these traditional Chinese.
那我们信主以后呢
？But when after we become Christian,
一般人呢，我们对于牧师的观念比较重一点。
We have a clear idea about pastors.
可是还是不够。
It's still not enough.
我们以为牧师呢，就是管理教会的，他讲道的，或者呢，他就是探访弟兄姐妹的之类的。
And we understand the pastor do all these preaching and the presentation and manage the church.
其实新约教会的牧师，也就是旧约里面所说的那个祭司。
And in reality, in New Testament, pastor is equivalent to high priest in the Old Testament.
所谓的牧师呢，乃是啊，他是在神和人之间这样来做一个中保的。
The pastor is like a mediator between man and God.
那今天主耶稣他在天上，他已经在那个尊贵荣耀的那个地位上了，他来做我们的大祭司。
And God, Jesus now in heaven, he has become the mediator high priest for us.
在第五章啊，对于这个祭司的定义也许比较很清楚。
In chapter 5, the definition of priest is probably more clear.
第五章一开始这里说
In the, chapter 5 says,
一开始说凡从人间挑选的大祭司
For every high priest chosen from among men
是奉派替人办理属神的事
is appointed to act on behalf of men in relationship to God.
那这个属神的事呢就是要为罪人献上礼物献上赎罪祭
His job is to offer gifts, sacrifice for sins.
这个对于祭祀的这个定义啊，这里就说得很清楚。
It's very clear the definition given here.
所谓祭祀呢，它是啊，在神与人之间。
The priest is a mediator between God and man.
它是代表人来到神面前。
He represents human before God.
同时，它也代表神来到人面前。
He also represents God.Before man.
这是在旧约里面
This is in Old Testament.
人要来到圣殿里面
When we come into temple.
人要来亲近神
When we draw near to God.
必须要经过祭祀
We need to go through priests.
要献祭要赎罪
We need to sacrifice. We need to have sin forgiveness.
可是呢到了新约
But when we come to New Testament,
这就是希伯来书告诉我们的。
And this is what Hebrews tells us.
今天呢，我们不需要有人的祭司。
We now don't no longer need human priests.
我们可以直接来到主的面前。
We can go directly to God.
因为他就是我们的大祭司。
Because Jesus is our high priest.
而且因为他曾经在肉身来到地上。
Because he came in flesh.
他曾经啊受过各样的试探。
And he was tempted in all ways.
所以他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Therefore, he can understand.
本来从人中间所拣选的大祭司呢，所以拣选他们是因为他能够体谅啊人的软弱。
The reason a priest was chosen from among men is because they can understand human weakness.
第五章第二节呢，接下去是说。
In verse 2 of chapter 5 says.
这些办理属神的事的祭司。
Talk about those who manage things of God.
第二句就是他能够体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人。
And he can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward.
因为他自己、
beset,
也是被软弱所困。
Since he himself is beset with weakness.
故此呢，他理当为百姓和自己啊献赎罪祭。
Therefore, because of these, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sin, just as he does for those who of his people.
那么在第四节里头，第四章里面
，in chapter 4,
说到主耶稣他是我们的大祭司。
Talk about Jesus being our high priest.
十四节
，14,
他说我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司
，since then we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens.
注意，这个大祭司啊，不是从人当中所拣选的。
Pay attention. This high priest is not chosen from among men.
就是神的儿子耶稣。
It is the Son of God.
今天我们的大祭司就是神的儿子耶稣。
Today our high priest is the Son of God.
既然我们有神的儿子耶稣做我们的大祭司呢，他就勉励我们说，我们要持定我们所承认的道。
Since we have the Son of God as our high priest, therefore we have to hold on to the teaching.
我们要持守我们所信的道。
We must hold on to what we have.
特别在希伯来书里面
，especially in Hebrew，
我们要持守那个可夸的盼望和胆量。
We need to hold on to our hope and confidence.
我们要持守那起初原有的信心。
We must hold on to the original faith.
如果我们要是持守的话呢，我们就得到很大的奖赏。
If we keep them, we will receive reward.
我们要持定我们所承认的道。
We must confirm the message we have received.
就是昨天晚上我所说的，要抓住主。
That's why I preached yesterday about holding on to Jesus.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Because our priest can understand our weakness.
这句话就应该成为我们的鼓励和力量。
This word can really encourage us and become
our strength. 他告诉我们，我们所以不要放弃啊，我们所承认的道。
Therefore, we should not forsake what we have received.
因为他体恤我们的软弱。
Because he can understand our weakness.
他最同情我们。
He can really appreciate.
他最了解我们。
He understands us.
而且呢，因为他是神的儿子，他已经从死里复活了，他最能够帮助我们。
And because he is the Son of God and he was raised from the dead, therefore he can help us the most.
他特别告诉我们说，他所以能够体恤我们的软弱呢，是因为他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
The reason he can understand is because he was tempted in every way.
凡事受过试探。
In every way he was tempted.
我们今天在这个世上，在这个世界上。
When we are in this life,
不管是我们男人或者是女人，
doesn't matter man or woman,
我们所有受的试探
all the temptation
所经历的
everything we experience,
耶稣他说他都受过
and Jesus said he experienced all
注意哈，只是他没有犯罪
the only thing that he didn't is he did not sin,
因为他没有犯罪
because he did not sin,
因为他得救了因为他得胜了
because he was victorious,
所以他能够帮助我们
therefore he can help us.
那十六节呢就告诉我们说我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前
therefore in chapter 4 verse 14, 16 says let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace
简单说来就是刚才张师母说的要亲近神
More simply put, is that we can draw near to God.
We should
always draw near to Him.
Doesn't
matter when we are strong or we are weak, we can always draw near to Him.
Especially
when we are weak,
我们就来亲近他。
We draw near to Him.
当我们亲近他的时候,
when we draw near to Him,
我们就是常常所说的就是那个安静啊，等候在他的面前。
And it is through waiting on him quietly.
有没有感觉都不重要。
Whether we feel anything is not important.
你不要想说我怎么好像没有感觉到有神的同在呀。
Don't ask why is that? I don't feel anything at all.
你这个时候你是在寻找感觉。
And you are looking for feelings.
而忽略了神与你同在。
And you ignore that God is present with you.
因为他的话说得很清楚。
Because his word is so clear.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
When you draw near to him, he will draw near to you.
我永远不会离开你，我永远不会丢弃你。
I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
耶稣的名字，另外一个名字就是以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在
Another name of Jesus is Emmanuel that means God with us
所以当你来亲近主的时候
And when you draw near to God
你必须要相信主就在那里
You must believe that he's right there
因为他就在你里面
Because he's in you
我们读到希伯来第十一章第六节的时候更清楚
When we read chapter 6 verse 11
十一章是完全讲到信心的
chapter 11 talk about faith
他说凡来到神面前的必须信有神。
Everyone who comes near God must believe that he exists.
你注意哈必须信有神。
Pay attention, you must believe.
你必须要相信啊神在那里。
You must believe God is there.
你不要在那找你的感觉。
Don't look for feelings.
你要相信神的话说他就在那里。
You must believe that he is here.
他说并且相信啊他赏赐那寻求他的。
And also believe that he is the rewarder of those who seek him.
你们有没有看那个希伯来书十一章第六节
yeah,
这样看了以后会更清楚一点。
Chapter 11 verse 6.
所以每一次你来亲近主的时候
Therefore every time we draw near to God,
他不但与你同在
He is not only with you,
而且呢他要赏赐你。
He's going to reward you as well.
他要给你有一些东西。
He's going to give you something.
什么东西我不知道。
What that is, I don't know.
神的赏赐有时候我们真的无法预料的。
God's reward is really unexpected.
可是呢他不会让你空手回去的。
But he will not let you go empty-handed.
你每一次来亲近主的时候
Every time you draw near to God,
每一次来等候神的时候
Every time you wait on him,
你没有一分钟是浪费的。
There is not 1 minute wasted.
而且神总是给你一些东西。
And always he will give you something.
也许当时你不知道
Maybe you didn't realize it
that moment, 事后你就会发现
But afterward you will know that.
我不一样了。
I am not the same anymore.
我又有力量了。
I have strength now.
或者我又乐观了。
I'm happier now.
我不那么容易发脾气了。
I'm no longer that hot temper.
我又比较能够去爱那些不可爱的人了。
I can now love those who don't love me.
这就是神的赏赐，知道吗？
This is reward of God.
有时候神赏赐我们不一定是物质的东西。
God's gift is not always something material.
或者说很多时候啊，不是物质的东西。
Often
heaven is not material.
乃是他的同在。
But his presence.
他丰盛的生命。
His fullness.
是他的爱。
His love.
他的智慧。
His wisdom.
他的能力。
His strength.
这些都比物质的东西要重要的多。
All these are more important than material things.
这些都是我们所需要的。
These are all that we need.
他会赏赐给我们。
And he will reward you.
因为在第四章里面呢，他已经告诉我们。
Because in chapter 4, he already tells us.
他是施恩的宝座。
It is a throne of grace.
今天坐在宝座上的羔羊，他是啊施恩的主。
The one who sits on the throne is the one who give us grace.
有一天主耶稣再来的时候，
When the Lord comes again,
在启示录里面就告诉我们呢。
In Revelation, it tells us.
在第六章就告诉我们说。
Chapter 6,
那个羔羊啊，就变成愤怒的羔羊。
But then that lamb is no longer the original lamb.
那就是说，他再来的时候，他就要审判。
Meaning that after he comes back a second time, he will judge this world.
而且在第六章里头，启示录第六章告诉我们说啊，他来的时候很多人都怕。
And chapter 6 in Revelation says that there are many people who will be afraid.
甚至那些有钱的、有地位的、有势力的、有权力的都害怕。
Those who have power, have money, they are afraid.
他们呢，甚至于啊，说像山、像岩石多少倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，要躲避啊，做保证的。做宝座的者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And they call out to mountains to fall upon them so that they can escape from the wrath of the Lamb.
那今天的羔羊在宝座上，他是施恩的羔羊。
But today's the Lamb that is sitting on the throne is the Lamb who give us grace.
今天是赏赐我们的羔羊。
He give us grace.
他是祝福我们的羔羊。
He bless us.
他帮助我们的羔羊。
He is the Lamb who give us help.
他照着我们的需要。
He give us according to our need.
他来赏赐给我们。
And he reward us.
所以第四章告诉我们，他做就是这样做我们的大祭司。
And chapter 1 says that's how he become our high priest.
所以他鼓励我们，叫我们坦然无惧的。
Therefore we should come boldly before him.
意思说，我们尽管来。
Therefore we can come at any time.
你即使软弱了、跌倒了，你都不要怕，尽管来。
You don't have to be afraid whether you have fall short of his glory. We can come to him anytime.
要知道他是施恩的主。
We have to remember he is the person, he is the Lord who gives us grace.
他会照着我们的需要。
He will give us according to our needs.
给我们得到恩典，给我们得到怜悯。
Give us grace, give us strength.
简单说来就是啊。他会照着我们所需要的来帮助我们。
Simply put, he is the one who gives us according to our needs.
第五章还讲到他做我们的大祭司。
In chapter 5 says that he is our high priest.
第五节说到基督哈，他不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
And verse 5 says, So Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but he was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son.
第六节说，就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次啊，永远为祭司。
Verse 6 says, He says also in another place, You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
主耶稣他的祭司的职分乃是永久性的。
The Jesus high priesthood is forever.
永远不改变的。
It's not going to change.
永远不会过去的。
You will never pass away.
我们任何时候都可以来到他的面前。
We can come to him anytime.
这个第六节这里说到，你是照着麦基洗德的等次啊，是永远为祭司的。
You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
十一节第五章十一节就说到，论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明啊，因为你们听不进去。
In verse 11 says about these we have much to say, but it is hard to explain since you have become dull in hearing.
因为他在这里哈就讲到那个主耶稣的那个救恩如何做我们的大祭司啊，比较更深的一个道理。
Here the author started to explain the deeper meaning of this the priesthood in order of Melchizedek.
他提出麦基洗德来。
He mentioned about Melchizedek.
这是一个比较更深的一个真理。
This is a deeper truth.
所以他就说到，你们听不进去。
Therefore, you can't understand it.
听不进去的原因呢，就是啊，你们呢虽然已经好像很多年了，已经学习受教了，可是啊，你们还是像小孩子一样。
The reason you cannot understand it because you, even though by this time you ought to be teacher, but you need someone to teach you again the basic principle of the oracle of God.
我们做基督徒，
being a Christian，
尤其是我们做教会的牧者。 或者宣教士做领袖的,
especially those who are pastors or leaders in the church,
我们一定要不断地要长进,
we must grow continually,
我们必须要一年比一年更丰富,
we must be richer and richer spiritually every year,
这样我们才能够去帮助啊, 我们所服侍的弟兄姐妹呢, 不断地这样成长,
that's how we can help and serve those that we are shepherding.
你要知道, 一个教会那个属灵的水平,
you have to remember the level of spiritual level in a church.
永远不会超过那个带领的牧养教会的人的。
You will never surpass the one who is leading.
而且呢, 应该哈, 应该是这个带领的牧者, 他的灵命的, 他的灵命的这个层次啊, 要远远超过他所服侍的弟兄和姐妹。
Actually, in reality, the one who leads should be far above the one who leads in terms of spirituality.
这样的话, 他才能够一直带领弟兄姊妹向前。
Then he can always lead brother and sister forward.
这个希伯来书也是为着那些没有长进的信徒而写的。
Hebrew is also written to those who are not growing spiritually.
尤其是信主很多年了。
Especially those who have been Christian for a long time.
真的按照他们所学的、所领受的，应该是可以教导别人了。
By this time, they should be teachers now.
可是呢，他这里说还是需要有人把。 那个圣经的那个最基本最浅的真理要告诉他们。
But still, they need to be taught in the basic principle of the oracle of God.
并且呢，是成了哈，必须要吃奶的。
And these are people who are being fed with milk.
你知道今天呢，在教会里面呢，就是缺少那些成熟的而有深度的基督徒，还有教会的领袖。
What we are lacking in the church nowadays is the those who are mature and mature Christians.
所以第六章啊就开始呢就
mature is right.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Yeah. 所以第六章一开始呢就说啊，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，要竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, in the beginning of chapter 6 says that therefore we let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity.
可是呢，事实上哈，有很多的教会哈，还有弟兄和姐妹呢，真是必须要从那个最基本的真理啊，这样来帮助他们。But
in reality, often we need to lay the foundation, basic foundation about Christ.
这里所说到的几件事情啊，其实都是基督徒应该知道的。And
there is few things mentioned here that we must all know.
但是他们未必知道。But
they often do not know.
比如各样的洗礼。Like
washing.
真正那个水洗的那个意义。
The meaning of the washing,
还有那个灵洗的重要和那个必要性,
and the baptism of Holy Spirit and its meaning, its importance,
关于死人复活的事, 还有将来审判等等这些,
about the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
可是啊, 很多基督徒未必啊, 都知道这一些,
but even these, many Christians do not understand it.
那么他说, 当然, 如果神许可的话, 我们必须要这样做。
But if God allows, we will do it again.
但是, 这些受信的人呢, 他们是确实一直往前去的。 有一些人呢, 就是从第九节开始呢, 说到, 他们是一直是往前去的。
But then there are some that actually continue to go forward.
而且他们, 所行出来的呢, 真的有那个得救的那个样子。
And their behavior, their life, really have the characteristic of someone being saved.
然后到了第六章, 下一半的时候,
in the latter part of chapter 6,
第19节,
verse 19,
他说, 我们有这指望, 如同啊, 灵魂的锚, 又坚固, 又牢靠, 且通入幔内。
We have these as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain.
这个指望啊, 就是耶稣基督啊, 所做成的救恩。
This hope is the salvation accomplished by Jesus.
而且他如今来做我们的大祭司。
And now he is our high priest.
一定会成就的。
He will accomplish.
一定可以进入的。
We will be entered. We'll be able to enter.
那耶稣怎么样做我们的大祭司呢?
And how does he become our high priest?
这个好像那个灵魂的毛啊, 又坚固又牢靠, 且通入幔内。
Just like what he says here, that he is the anchor of our soul, the steadfast anchor of our soul.
还有, 又坚固又牢靠, 且通入幔内。
And hope that enter into the inner place behind. How come I don't have it here?
第十九节。
The whole verse of, we have these as a sure and steadfast anchor.
This is the word they use.
What version?
English Standard Version.
English Standard Version. Okay.
Sure and steadfast.
The New King James Version 的翻译啊，哎，我觉得很好。那就是啊，哎，就是这个盼望就是耶稣他自己，他已经为我们就是进入幔内，这个且通入幔内呢，就是已经在幔子的后面。 我昨天是前天有讲到哈，那个幔子主耶稣在圣殿里面呢，他断气的时候，那个圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，那个意思就是说，人进到神面前的路啊，从此就打通了。Yesterday
I mentioned that the curtain that separate inner court and the Holy of Holy actually was broken into two, meaning that we now can have a direct access into the Holy of Holies.
也就是说, 我们今天这个盼望啊, 是可以进到神的同在里面去的。
That means the hope that we have today, we can have a direct access into God.
20节就告诉我们, 为什么我们可以来到神的同在里面。
And verse 20 says that why we can come into His presence.
因为做先锋的耶稣, 他既然照着麦基洗德的等次, 成了永远的大祭司。
Because Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf. Having become a high priest forever after. Yeah. He not only entered for us into the high. But he also opened a new and living way for us. And also he brings us into this place.
进入幔内至圣所,
today we enter the Holy of Holies.
来说我们靠着耶稣,
is by Jesus.
靠着他所成就的救恩,
through his salvation.
他的血,
through his blood.
我们就跟他, 我们就得以进到这个至圣所里面。
That's how we enter the Holy of Holies.
这是昨天晚上我们所在第十章里面呢, 我们已经讲到了。
And this is what I talked yesterday.
那现在我们的第七章来看这个麦基洗德。
And here we want to talk about the Melchizedek.
为什么, 神说他是按照麦基洗德的等次啊, 要永远为,
Why does the author of Hebrews say that Jesus is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek?
第七章这里所讲到麦基洗德这个人物是一个很奥秘的人物。
In chapter 7, talk about this person of Melchizedek. He's a very mysterious person.
麦基洗德在旧约里面只有两次提到他。
In only twice mentioned about this person.
第一次是在创世纪第十四章。
In Old Testament, once in chapter in the
十四章,
chapter 14 of Genesis.
Genesis, yeah. 那而且在这里啊有 第七章的有引用那个十四章的话。
And he actually quoted the verse from that place.
那么第二个地方呢, 就是在诗篇, 110篇第四节。
And the second place recorded in Psalms chapter
110. 那只有两次啊, 提到这个麦基洗德。
Only twice in the Bible ever, only in the Old Testament ever mentioned about Melchizedek.
那希伯来第七章这里呢, 就稍微多讲了一点这个麦基洗德。
And in chapter 7, it mentioned, talk about more about this person.
他第一先解释这个麦基洗德这个名字什么意思。
He explained first about the meaning of this word, Melchizedek.
这个, 希伯来文呢哈，这个麦基就是王的意思。
In Hebrew, Melchi means a king.
这个喜德呢，就是啊仁义的意思。仁义啊 ，righteousness.
Oh, Zedek means righteous in original language.
在第二阶的里面呢，下一半就说解释他的名字哈，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。
In what verse is that?
第二节下一半。
By translation, his name, King of Righteousness.
然后他又说，他又名撒冷王。
Then he is also King of Salem.
撒冷就是平安的意思。
And the meaning of Salem means the King of Peace.
所以这里说就是平安王的意思。
Yeah, King of Peace.
他解释了这两个名字都是跟主耶稣有关系的。
And the meaning, these two meanings is all related to Jesus.
主耶稣他是和平的君。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
主耶稣他是那义者。
Jesus is the righteous one.
我们因信他而得以称义。
Therefore, believing him, we become righteous.
主耶稣就是仁义王。
Jesus is the righteous king.
他也是平安王。
He is the Prince of Peace as well.
还有第一节里头还告诉我们说，这个麦基洗德呢，他是长远为祭司的。
And also verse 1 says he is a high priest forever.
再下面呢，他就告诉我们他是至高神的祭司。
And following he says that he is the high priest of most high God.
可是他讲到介绍他解释他的名字的意思以后啊，他就讲到这个麦基洗德这个人。
After explaining the meaning of his name,talk about this person.
第三节
in verse 3,
麦基洗德这个什么样一个人呢？他没有父亲，没有母亲，没有族谱。
What kind of person is he? He has no father, no mother, no grandfather.
无生之始，无命之终。
No beginning, no end.
乃是与神的儿子相似。
But resembling the Son of God.
这好像很，这是一个很奥秘的一个人。
This is a really a mysterious person.
这个人从哪里来的呢？
Where did he come from?
我相信啊，神在他的创造里面，就是在这个天使的这个境界里面，神所创造的有很多他的天使。
Just like what the angels that God created.
有的天使都是有名字的，是不是？
Some angels have names.
报信的天使叫加百列。
The messenger of God, Gabriel.
征战的天使叫米迦勒。
War angel, Michael.
神有很多的使者。
God has many messengers.
我相信啊，这个麦基洗德是神他为他自己啊所预备的一个祭司，大祭司。
I really believe Melchizedek is a high priest that God has prepared for himself.
为什么神要造一个麦基洗德来作为他的大祭司呢？
Why did God create Melchizedek as his high priest?
为了是要预表将要来的那个真正的永远的大祭司，就是我们的主耶稣。
The reason God created this high priest is to foreshadow, to represent what is going to come later.
麦基洗德是一个很尊贵的、很伟大的一个祭司。
Melchizedek is a very noble and high priest.
他特别啊讲到啊，这个亚伯拉罕呢，他打败了四王五王回来的时候呢，还要将他所得到的十分之一要献给麦基洗德。
Here talk about Abraham after he defeated four kings, he actually have to give tithes to this high priest.
所以在第四节里头，他就说这个人是何等的尊贵呢
？That's why in verse 10 it says This person is such a
何等的尊贵呢？这是
找不到这个字。
是在第四节的最后一句。
That he is great. Oh, just the word great. Okay. how great this man is. Okay.
麦基洗德的尊贵就是预表耶稣基督的尊贵。
The greatness of this high priest represents Jesus' greatness.
保罗在哥罗西书第一章告诉我们。
In Colossians chapter 1, Paul tells us,
万有不但是他所创造的，万有也是为他而造的。
All things were created by him and also for him.
天使为他所造的，麦基洗德是为他造的。
Angel was created for him.
旧约里面所有的祭司和大祭司都是为着为耶稣做见证而造的。
All the priests in the Old Testament were created for Jesus as a testimony.
就是连你和我都是为着他而造的。
Even you and I are created for him.
所以麦基洗德的存在。
So the presence of Melchizedek.
虽然是很神秘的。
Although very mysterious.
但是他是为耶稣做见证的。
But he is a testimony for
Jesus. 他是预表耶稣做我们永远的大祭司。
He is a foreshadow of Christ.
他的地位好像仅仅次于啊。耶稣的地位是不是
his position is almost as high as Jesus himself.
因为啊，在第三节那里说他与神的儿子相似。
Because in chapter 3 it says he's resembles the son of God.
但是他不是神的儿子。
But he's not the son of God.
你好像今天那个总统的儿子。
Just like the son of the president.
也许有的人长得很像总统的儿子。
Or some look like a son of the president.
可是像总统的儿子跟总统的儿子那是大不一样的。
To look like a person, but he's not necessarily the person himself.
这里就说到主耶稣他已经得着了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，如今坐在父神的右边，他做我们永远的大祭司。
Here says God, Jesus has received all the glory and the honor, and now he is sitting at the right hand of God.
尊贵
he is greater than the angels.
虽然这个麦基洗德是一个很伟大的人，可是主耶稣比他更尊贵。
Although Melchizedek is a great person, a great high priest, but Jesus is even greater.
最重要的一点就是说，主耶稣呢是按照麦基洗德的等次，意思说要永远做我们的大祭司。
But the most important thing is that Jesus is like Melchizedek in the order of Melchizedek, that meaning that he is high priest forever.
还有一点就是第十五节，第七章第十五节。
Another thing is chapter 7 verse 15.
他说：“倘若照麦基洗德的样式啊，另外兴起一位祭司来，那我的话呢更是显而易见的了。”
These become even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek.
这里就是意思说，很明显的，他更尊贵。
Meaning, the meaning here means that Jesus is even more, even greater.
他呢是永远啊为大祭司的。
He is forever the high priest.
十六节告诉我们，他做大祭司啊，不是啊照着属肉体的条例呢，乃是照着。无穷之生命的大能。
And verse 16 says that he has become a priest not on the basis of a legal requirement according to bodily descent, but by power of indestructible life.
按照属肉体的条例做祭司的都是人。
According to the Old Testament regulation, they are all human priests.
他们都会死去的。
They will all die.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣做我们的大祭司呢？他是有一个无穷的生命。
And here he says that Jesus being our high priest, he has an everlasting life.
因为从永远到永远。
Because forever and ever,
他都是我们的大祭司。
He will be our high priest.
而且他这个生命乃是有大能的。
And his life has great power.
因为保罗说哈，基督在你们的里面呢，不是软弱的，乃是有大能的。
Paul says that Jesus in you is not is with great power.
基督在你们里面不是软弱的，乃是有大能的。
Jesus inside you is with great power.
我讲到这里啊，我就要站起来。
I need to stand up when I talk about this.
我希望我们都能够说，基督在我们的里面，
Jesus
不是软弱的。乃是有大能的，在我里面的，比这世界的更大。我们要常常这样宣告。你常常宣告的时候，你的信心呢就很自然的这样增长。
We need to proclaim this truth, then our faith will increase.
当你这样信心增长的时候，你的里面的那个内在的能力啊。也就越来越多。
Then when our faith increases, our inner strength will also increase.
他做我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
一方面他是在天上神那里。
At the same time, he is at high.
另外一方面他住在我们的里面。
At the same time, he also lives in us.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
He can understand our weakness.
因为他自己曾经在肉身里面。
Because he himself was tempted in while he was in the flesh.
如今呢，他更是在我们的血肉之体的里面。
Today he is, I'm not quite sure.
Today he is in us, the flesh, as we are in the flesh.
Okay.
所以他在我们的里面，他能够体恤我们的软弱。
Oh, because he is in us, therefore he can understand our weakness.
他不但能够体恤我们的软弱，他能够帮助我们胜过我们的软弱。
Not only he can understand us, but he can help us to overcome our weakness.
这就是啊，保罗他所说的，他的能力是在我们的软弱上显得完全。
And that's what Paul means when he says that his power is made perfect in our weakness.
因为他做大祭司不是按照属肉体的条例。
Because he has become a high priest not according to,
乃是照着无穷生命的大能。
But according to, everlasting power, like power of life.
第十七节说，因为有给他做见证的说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为大祭司。
Chapter 7, is it?
Yeah,
十七节。For it is witness, you are high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
因为按照那个条例的，按照属肉体的条例呢，那都是软弱的，那不能够帮助人。
你是中用哪一个经节？
我就把它用普通话说出来，
oh, okay,
你可以翻译这样。
OK， 这个的，
这个好，那个然后呢，第十八节呢就告诉我们说，因为他是照着无穷生命的大能做大祭司呢，所以就带来了那个更美的指望。
And verse 18 it says, the for a former commandment, no, that's not one. 19节. For the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God.
他已经念了那个下一半了，就是啊，靠着这个指望，我们便可以进到神面前来。
And it's, better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God.
靠着这个指望，我们就可以进到神的面前来。
Through which we draw near to God.
这个神的面前就是我们常常说的那个神的同在。
And to near to God means in the presence of God.
我们可以进入神的同在。
We can enter into God's presence.
二十节，他进一步讲到耶稣他那个执事的那个祭司职分的不同。
And in verse 20, he continued to talk about the difference of Jesus' high priesthood.
他说在者耶稣为祭司并不是不起势力的。
He says it was not without an oath.
至于其他的那些祭司呢，原不是起势力的。
For those who formerly became priests were made such without an oath.
只有耶稣是起势力的。
But this one was made a priest with an oath.
因为呢，立他的是对他说，主起了誓，绝不后悔，你是永远为祭司的。
Because the one who the Lord has sworn and he will not change his mind.
你知道神呢，他不需要起誓。
You know that God does not need to make oath.
为了让我们知道他的旨意不改变。
Because he never changes his mind.
所以就是说，他起誓说，你要永远为祭司。
But still he made us, he swore saying that he will be a priest forever.
22节，既是起誓立的。
In 22 says, this makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant.
耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
He became a guarantor of a better covenant.
在希伯来书哈，常常提到这个更美这一个字。
In
在希伯来书啊，常常提到啊这个更美这一个字。
In Hebrew is often used the better or more beautiful.
比如更美之约。
A better covenant.
更美的盼望。
A better hope.
更美的执事。
A better ministry.
更美的家乡。
A better place.
就是说在耶稣基督里面呢，所有神为我们预备的都是更好的。
Meaning that everything that Jesus has for us is better.
比旧约时代是更好的。
Better than the Old Testament.
那个荣光是更大的。
The glory is greater.
哦，他说我来了是叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came that you might have life, even more abundant life.
你要想得到更好的东西吗
？Do you want to have better things？
我们都希望在这个世界上得到更好的东西。
We all want better things。
更好的职业。
A better job。
更好的房子。
A better house。
更好的车子。
A better cars。
更好的教会。
A better church。
都在耶稣基督的里面。
They are all in Jesus。
我们只要高举耶稣。
We all we need is
常常高举耶稣
lift up Jesus,
传讲耶稣
always
爱耶稣效法耶稣
love Jesus, like Jesus.
你的教会会越来越好
your church will become better
虽然人不一定很多
even though you may not have many people in your church
但是我相信当你高举耶稣基督的时候
but I believe when you lift up Jesus
因为他说过我如果从地上被举起来，我就要吸引万人归向我。
Because he says, when I'm lifted up, I will draw all people to me.
他能够吸引更多的人来。
He is able to draw people
to himself. 可是问题说，我们要把他举起来。
But the problem is that we need to lift him up.
举起来是我们的事。
To lift him up is our business.
我们当然是我们要的哈，我们求的是先人多。
But the problem is that we want more people.
可是主耶稣要的，你先高举他。
But Jesus wants us to lift him
first. 你先得着他。
To have him first.
然后他就会把人带来。
Then he will draw people to himself.
我记得我们在Washington D.C. 那边的教会。
I remember the church in Washington D.C.
开始的头两年
，the first 2 years
根本没什么人来
，there were not many people coming。
而且常常我讲到的时候
，often I preach。
坐在下面的是周师母，还有我们五个孩子。
My audience is Miss 周师母 his wife and the children
。有时候我就想说，我为什么在教堂里跟他们讲道，不在家里头跟他们讲
？And I often thought to myself, why I have to be teaching my family in the church when not in the home?
头一两年，我想至少有两年的时间。
At least the first 2 years.
神这样熬炼我们。
God was teaching me.
就是训练我们。
Discipline.
叫我们一直定睛在耶稣身上。
To teach us to continue to fix our
eyes on Him. 所以我们只要耶稣。
Just to want him only.
当然那个时候我常常问说主你要我开始教会为什么不带人来
I often ask him why, if you want me to start a church why don't you bring people here
我很多次这样问
I often ask him
问到后来主说
And I asked so many times and then Jesus said
主说你是要人还是要我
And he said, do you want people you want or do you want me?
我主我当然要你啊。
And I said, of course I want you.
主就是这样教导我们。
And that's how Jesus taught me.
后来我希望将来这个人数多一点 ,attendance 比较多一点。
And then the attendance started slowly to increase.
然后主就问我说
And then Jesus asked me again.
他用英文。
He asked me in English.
他说 you want attendance or you want my presence?
Do you want...你要我的同在还是要我的人多
他说我们真的好这些都不求我只要你主啊只要你的同在
him,
我们就是要高举你
Then I told him I just want your presence All I want is to lift you up
等到我们学会这个功课的时候呢
When I learned this lesson
他就开始带人来了
Then Jesus himself brought start to bring people into the church
而且他所带来的人
And the people he brought,
一个人要抵十个人
One person is better than ten.
因为他都非常宝贵爱主的弟兄和姐妹
These few people are those who really love
us. 所以后来我学会了哦，神的意念高过我们的意念
Then I realized that his thought is higher than my thought.
他的道路非通我们的道路
His way is different from my ways.
他的想法跟我们完全不一样
His thinking is completely different from mine.
他有我们就是要认识耶稣
But we need to know him.
后来当然神就会带了很多人来。
Of course, God brought a lot of people to our church.
所以耶稣做了更美之约的中保。
Therefore, Jesus became a mediator of a better covenant.
注意哈，二十三节他继续讲下去。
This is chapter 7.
对，七章二十三。
Verse 23, chapter 7.
那些成为祭司的数目本来是多，因为有死隔阻隔不能长久。
The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office.
但是这一位耶稣哈，祭司永远长存的。
But this Jesus, he holds his priesthood permanently.
他祭司的责任就是长久不更换的。
And his priesthood is never changes.
下面更宝贵。
第二十五节，
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能够拯救到底。
Consequently, he is able to save those to the utmost those who draw near to God.
因为他如今那是长远活着的。
Because he lives forever,
而且他替他们祈求。
And he lives to.Intercede for them.
你有没有想到耶稣在天上常常为你祷告？
Do you know that Jesus always lived to intercede for you?
如果耶稣没有为我们祷告的话，可能今天你不会在这里。
If Jesus does not pray for you, you probably won't be here.
说不定他为你们祷告，为你们的路费已经祷告了。
Probably he prayed for your travel expenses.
他感动人奉献路费。
He moved people to offer.
你们才能够来到这里。
That's why you are here.
那这些是超过我们说那个理解的。
And this is beyond how
这是他在天上的，在灵界里面的事。
And this is in the spiritual realm.
可是二十六节说，像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司啊，原是与我们合一的。
Verse 26 says that for it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separate from sinners, and exalted above the heavens.
意思说，我们就是需要这样的一位大祭司。
Meaning that what we need is that kind, this kind of priest.
二十七节说，他不像那些大祭司，每天必须为自己的罪，后来为百姓的罪献祭。
In verse 27, it says that he has no need like those high priests to offer sacrifice daily, first for his own sin, and for, then for those of the people.
因为他只有一次将自己献上，就把这事情成全了。
Since he did this once for all when he offered up himself.
律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司。
For the law appoints men in their weakness.
但在律法以后，启示的话是立儿子为大祭司。
But the word of the oath, which came later, the law, later than the law, appoints the son who has been made perfect.
乃是成全到永远的。
He has been made perfect forever.
第八章啊，你要再读下去的话，就越来越高了。
The more you read about chapter 8, things get higher and higher.
真的把我们带到这天上去。
He seemed to bring us to the heaven.
可是因为时间的关系。
But because of time,
我们必须要今天停在这里。
We need to stop here.
也许明天晚上哈，主如果许可，我们继续讲下去。
If God permits, we will continue in this message.
我实在觉得哈，我们需要更深的进入神的话里面。
I really feel that we need to go deeper in God's word.
我们不能够一直做小孩子。
We cannot be always like a child.
不能一直是吃奶而不能够吃干粮。
We're always feeding in, with milk.
所谓干粮呢，就是比较深的道理。
And solid food means a more deeper truth.
如果我们要是喜欢啊读啊麦基洗德的这个故事，那么我可以吃干粮了。
If we really love this the things of Melchizedek, then you really are eating a solid food.
你回去再把第七章再来看一看。
You go home and read chapter 7 again.
如果你看的时候你很喜欢，很得帮助。
If you read it and you really love it.
那表示说呢，你可以吃干粮了。
Meaning that you are now able to eat solid food.
你可以教导别人了。
You can start teaching others as well.
哦，耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Oh, Jesus is our high priest.
我今天在那稍微有点默想，耶稣是我们大祭司的时候。
When I was meditating on Jesus being our high priest,
好像我的心呢就再一次受到激励。
And my heart was touched again.
真是更坚定啊，我来亲近他。更坚定我要传讲这个内在生活的真理。
And the more I can feel that I can draw near to him and to teach about this, the inner life.
正如昨天晚上我所说的。
just what I said yesterday.
我要紧紧抓住他。
I'm going to hold on to him tightly.
他是我们灵魂的锚。
He is the anchor of our soul.
又坚固又牢靠。
He's firm and sure.
而且是通入幔内的。
And has access to the inner, holy of holies.
那个意思，一直到神面前。
All the way to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哦，我们是大有盼望的人。
We have great hope.
赞美主。
赞美主。Hallelujah.
好，我们看圣灵怎么带领我们结束。仰望主，但愿这些话真的能够写在我们心板上。
May this word will be written in our hearts.
真的成为我们的生命，也成为我们的生活。
Becoming our life, becoming our living.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
赞美主。我们不急着要结束，还是来仰望神灵来带领我们，常常在最后啊，结束的这几分钟，神他所做的是超过我们所求所想的。
We will not hurry in ending this meeting. Often at the end of meeting, what God is can accomplish is more than we expect and imagine.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，
赞美主。
Yes, Lord. 我们一起站起来。Hallelujah. 耶稣的门徒们当时虽然是跟着耶稣，可是并不认识他。
Even though the disciples were following Jesus, but they do not know him.
耶稣也知道。
Jesus knew that.
所以有一次就问他们。
That's why he asked them once.
你们说我是谁？
They said, he asked them, who do you think I am?
他喜欢我们来认识他。
Jesus loves us to, he wants to learn us to know him.
不是听别人说他是谁。
It's not hearing others say who he is.
但是我们认识他是谁。
But we ourselves know who he is.
虽然他们当时没有认识耶稣。
Even though they did not know him at that time.
后来他们都认识耶稣。
But later they all know him.
我们今天也许认识耶稣不够。
We may not know him very much.
有一天我们都会认识他。
But one day we will all know him.
他已经把那个启示的圣灵放在我们的里面。
He already gave him the spirit of revelation.
他正在向我们显现。
He is revealing himself to us.
因为他已经是显明出来的基督。
He is the revealed Christ.
他要显明在我们的心里。
He will reveal himself to our heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们应该带着这样的信心，今天好像回到个人的房间。
We must have this faith as we go back to our dormitory.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 赞美主，赞美主，赞美主。Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother David, will you dismiss?Meeting the best. Praise God.
Be here tonight. Lord, we pray, O God, you'd help us to hide these words in our hearts.
主啊，你帮助我们把这些话能够藏在我们心里面。
We pray, my God, you'd help us to cherish them.
让我们宝贵这些话语。
We pray, my God, you'd help us to pay attention.
神啊，求你帮助我们能够留意这些话。
Oh God, God, we look to you to make these things very real to us.
神啊，我们仰望你，让我们所听到的这些对我们成为真实的。
We don't want to be like that foolish man who sees himself in the mirror and then turns away.
我们不愿意做那一个愚昧的人，
看了镜子以后，照了镜子以后，又忘记了自己。
And we don't want to be like the disciples who heard your words but turned away.
我们不愿意像那些门徒，听到你的道，而且呢，也离开了你。
Help us to pay attention tonight, my God.
帮助我们注意这些话，今天晚上。
Help us to pray tonight, my God.
让我们今天晚上来为这个祷告。
Help us to seek you during the night, my God.
让我们在真的夜晚里面来寻求你的面。
Jesus, we want to be changed into your image.
主耶稣，我们要被改变，能够像你。
We want to put off the old man and put on the new.
我们要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
We want to see Jesus in a greater way.
我们要更多的看见耶稣。
We believe you will do this, O God.
我们相信你会这样做的。
We believe you will give us help.
我们相信你会帮助我们的。
We believe, O God, that as we seek you, we shall find you.
我们相信说，当我们寻找你的时候，我们就必寻见你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen. Amen.